celebrating Vancouver's underground rock music culture for 3 days of shows from incredible local and touring artists, the second annual Unreal City Festival takes over the Rickshaw Theater and the Russian Hall, January 15th to 17th. Featuring local artists like Worry War, Jody Glenham, so let it keep raining. CJSF chart toppers Devour, and the Houseplants. Scene veterans By a Thread. And headliner Spencer Krug of Wolf Parade, Sunset Rubdown, and Moonface. This unique festival finds bands and music artists upstairs, while downstairs you get access to the coziest grandma's living room style lounge in the city, with DJs, hot food, drinks, on-site tattoo artists, and more. The second annual Unreal City Festival, January 15th to 17th at the Rickshaw Theater and the Russian Hall in East Vancouver. For passes, go to unrealcity.rocks or head to CJSF Music on Instagram to win tickets.
Hello, everybody. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Radio. Welcome back.
Welcome.
I have a question for you guys.
Oh, go ahead.
How was your weekends? What'd y'all do?
How was...
Was it boring or was it, like, chill?
I feel like it was both.
Yeah.
At least from my side.
Yeah.
I feel like I did nothing this weekend.
Really?
Absolutely nothing.
Dang.
My weekend was really busy.
What'd you do?
Oh, let's see.
So
let's hear about it.
On Saturday... I had driving lessons because I just got my L, so I'm like learning how to drive.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Are you good at driving?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'm really good. What I skills? Just got working on my safety. Why are you laughing?
What skills did you learn?
Oh, no. So, like, big reverse parking. I got to work on that. But, yeah, just driving, I'm pretty good, I guess, yeah.
Have you guys gotten... the only thing I know is that, like, parallel parking is, like, really hard, think, maybe.
It's
is
not
it?
That hard.
I mean, like, because like, he's telling me not to use, like, the dash cam.
Uh-huh.
Which, like, I understand because, like, some cars may not have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't have a dash cam.
Yeah, that's really sad.
I feel like having a screen on a car
especially
is going to make
me
it
being,
so
like,
hard to...
short, like, it would be easier to have a dash cam.
You should have a screen on your car.
Cars after 2016 have to have screens on them.
Actually?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Safety.
It's just...
They, yeah.
I mean, there aren't bells. Like, how? Okay. I mean, sure.
I haven't Dad, got Dad. My L, guys.
You got your L?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't.
What the heck? Wow, you're turning 17. You are 17.
Listen, I tried driving.
Bro.
Like, in my country, I took, like, driving lessons. And then, I don't know what I did. I wanted to turn off the car, and it suddenly, like, it jumped up. Like.
Whoa.
Why did I do that? I'm not. Like, how did I do that? Explain that.
You wait.
Like, I wanted to turn it off.
What do you mean by it jumped up?
Like, it went.
Do you, like, eject, like, the seat or something?
Is this some James
there's, like, a secret red button, Jackson.
No.
Yeah.
It was, like, you go on, like, a big bump. That's how
it is it, like, one of those cars, like, from the 90s that, like,
no,
jumped?
No, it wasn't. I just did it somehow.
I don't think you pressed the right button.
Either it's, like, a James Bond's car or you just...
No,
or
it wasn't.
Something happened.
Okay, I'll traumatize you. I'll explain. What I did.
Okay,
explain.
Well, and then after, you know, driver's license.
Sorry. Yeah.
And then what else did I do? I had to watch my little sister for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good big brother. And then I went to the studio for like 7
Such
hours.
Such a good big brother.
Yeah. And then, so like 1 a.m. type stuff.
1 a.m.? No, I feel you. I also went to bed at 1 a.m.
No, what? I mean, I was at the studio till 1 a.m.
Oh.
Not 1 a.m., probably 12. Yeah, 12.
Damn.
Or 11.
Okay.
I forget.
Okay.
Something like that.
How about you, Paige? What did you do?
What did I do? I forgot. Oh, I had an audition on Saturday.
Okay.
For an opera. And then on Sunday, I went skiing with my boyfriend and his friends. Mm-hmm. We went to Grouse. It was raining the whole entire time. We went from like 9 o'clock to, what was it, like 5 or something? It was disgusting. Uh-huh. It was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why my voice sounds a little bit off today, because I'm kind of losing it. But
yeah, I mean, the weather these past weeks have been absolutely
oh my gosh.
Oof.
Disgusting. I wish that, like, it's the sun would come out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Every time you like, wake please. Up, it's a cloudy.
Either needs to be sunny gloomy. Or snowing. I feel like rain. Yeah. It rain just for like 3 weeks is kind of poopy.
Exactly.
Like, spice it up a little.
The universe can't decide itself.
Spice it up a little. Exactly. Come on. Come on, Canada. Step up.
We either want some snow or just give us the sun.
Let me do snow angels. Let me, like, throw snow at people.
Exactly.
We haven't had that this year,
It's
though.
Real.
Was there snow last year?
No. I feel like there hasn't been snow for, like, the last 2 years.
And I feel like that's really disappointing. As, like, Canadians, like, we should have snow.
I mean, but isn't that, like, a Vancouver thing? Of, like... It rarely snows in Vancouver.
No, it has. It's like snowed, but I don't know. I think we're like just too urban.
Yeah.
For snow, the pollution's got to us.
It's messing up everything.
No, yeah, because I went to Edmonton and it was like a year ago and it was like snowy. Mm-hmm. It was cold.
But I mean, but isn't it like? Because I mean, I've been here in Vancouver. I haven't left Vancouver for like. 3 years, but it hasn't snowed in like that span of time.
It's been a sad amount of snow. Yeah. And when there has been, it's been like an inch. Yeah. At most.
It's kind of sad.
It's so sad. But then like other places you go in Canada that have snow, it's like minus 40 all the time.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I lived.
Honestly, I'd prefer
in a minus 36.
I went snow camping in minus 20.
It was
20
in Saskatoon.
For like 4 days.
How?
How is that? Like tents.
Fun.
It was so fun, though. Yeah, it was really fun.
I mean, look, I'm all for, like... Okay, I'd rather cold than to be, like, 40 degrees
hot. Yeah, you can always put on more layers. Hot.
But still, like, if you're going camping, I feel like that's just gonna... And if something, one thing goes wrong, and then everything just starts to fall
apart.
It
was a very prepared camp. They had, like, a warming tent. They had, like, a heater. They brought, like, a TV, I think. And then, like, a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And
in a camping trip?
Yeah, and someone brought a food truck.
That was so lit. Oh
someone
my God.
Brought a food truck.
Someone brought a food truck.
DJ.
Was this like a whole community?
It was a scout camp. There was like a lot of people there.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah, someone brought a food truck to camp.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah.
That I feel like I'm stuck in the past cuz mm-hmm. I feel like what I know of about like going camping is like you bring a tent, that's it.
Yeah, no.
You just fight
my camps are very lit. Yeah, it's super fun. They have like light machines and they have like fog machines and stuff.
Bro, imagine a rave going camping.
No, they do have those though.
I'm going to that, bro. I'm actually going to that.
Join Scouts Canada then. That's what it is with.
Like it's just a rave in the middle of the night.
I feel like I'm too old to join them.
No, you're not. Really? No, you're not. You'd be in Ventures. I'm pretty sure.
What's the age range?
I think it's like 18. Like the old like. Yeah, okay. Oldest. But then you can go as like staff too.
Fake ID.
So like,
oh
yeah,
I could get a job.
And there's like, there, yeah, there's
the
like
job market.
Yeah, there's all sorts of jobs.
Yeah.
I think last year one of my leaders was like the chef for the like for the staff,
mm-hmm.
and she cooked for everybody in my group.
Ooh, that sounds really fun.
I wasn't there, but I heard it was awesome.
Ooh,
not nice having that. To cook when you're camping.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Not having to do dishes when it's minus 20 is amazing.
Ooh, I mean, yeah, of course.
Mm. Were you going to say something, Ronia?
Yeah, were you going to say something?
No. How was your weekend?
How was your weekend? We haven't talked about your weekend.
Oh, guys.
Aww.
Finally, it's my turn, too.
You don't even finally.
No, you guys noticed me?
Actually, the first half, I was really speaking a lot, so I was like, I'm going to give you guys a moment.
Yeah,
first.
Thank you.
Take away
but
the
still,
album
still,
me.
I don't
did
know.
Did you do anything this weekend?
It was my mom's birthday. Uh-huh. We went
Happy
out.
Happy birthday to her.
Mom.
Yay. Yeah. But then she couldn't talk with anyone on the phone.
Oh,
yeah.
So it was a really sad one.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the best breakfast ever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. It's like pork coquitlam.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Where was it? Was it? Where was it?
I'm gatekeeping, bro.
Was it Da Dutch?
Oh, you evil.
Was it Da Dutch?
Oh my God.
What kind of food did it?
No.
Was it there?
It was like, I'm not gonna tell you though.
What do you mean?
One of them is like their specific like thing.
Wait, what is this the one near Lohi?
No.
Oh,
that one is so.
What?
It's amazing, guys. What if they hear us? What if they hear us?
Bro.
No, there's so.
What if who hears us?
Is it egg bomb,
bro?
Yeah.
No.
That one's so good. You're tweaking.
No.
I never gatekeep stuff.
Yeah. That's
I'm
too. I'm too. Okay, listen. For my for my reasoning, that one place, every time I go to have a breakfast there, is like a whole line in front of it. So I really don't want to increase
good,
it.
Because it's that good.
It's so good. Oh, my God.
Is it the same place? Or different?
No.
Oh,
right. Sorry, guys. But wow. This one in Port Coquitlam.
Mm-hmm.
Search it up. If you search it up, it comes up, by the way.
I'll just ask your mom what's which
called?
Restaurant.
For everybody at home, what's it called?
She going to tell us during the music break?
The Big Flat Pancake.
It's called? That's the name?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Their pancakes, I think, is their signature thing. I had one pancake and then also, like, some eggs. Like, it was like a sandwich. They make it with, like, sourdough.
That's the best. Okay.
I feel you like have to try it. You really have to try it. It's really good. It has a lot of stuff in it.
But are they better than IHOP?
IHOP is not the best.
What? I'm going to be so honest. I never had IHOP.
I'm with you on this one. IHOP is the top three best breakfast places.
You see?
No, this one, oh my God. But it's a bit pricey.
You guys
though.
Have top breakfast places? Do you have a top breakfast
So you're not giving to us because you think we're poor? Is that
my
why?
House.
Your house.
Is that why you're not giving it to us?
Crazy. I don't get breakfast at my
what
house.
What are you on, bro?
No, because you're not giving it to us.
What?
What are you on?
Okay.
two different conversations are happening.
Two different
right
conversations
now.
Are happening right now.
Sorry. That's what happens with four people.
Wait.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, your favorite breakfast place is that place. Malik, where's your favorite breakfast place?
Probably IHOP.
Is it IHOP?
Not gonna lie, at my house, I just be making my own breakfast.
That's I. Bro. Exactly. There you
Stop.
Go.
What?
I don't, like, I'm.
That's yo. Crazy. My favorite breakfast place is called Yolks.
Yolks.
They have really good eggs benedicts. I love those. I love those things.
I've never had them, but
they're
look
so good.
So interesting.
They are so good. You should try one.
What's the like? What are they?
It's like okay. It's like an English muffin
mm-hmm.
with like an egg, and then like you can put like meat in there. It depends on like what the menu is or whatever.
Oh my God.
But normally it's like bacon or ham.
Ooh,
and then
okay.
they put hollandaise sauce on it.
Special that shout out good. To Breca.
What's that?
I don't know.
No, what? You don't? Do you know what Breca is?
No.
Guys, it's so popular. That's like one of the most popular things.
You literally had like an epiphany moment and just like screamed
yeah,
into the mic.
Because I saw the photo in my photos and I'm like, oh my God. Why are we talking
about that? I've only been to like
that?
Two breakfast places.
No, this is not a breakfast place. It's like coffee shop, but they give like sandwiches.
Starbies. Mm.
Oh
I
God.
Hate Starbucks. I'm sorry.
Stop.
I hate it.
The hate is forced.
What? What's your Starbucks order?
Oh, God.
The same one that you saw last time.
I forgot
we
what it was.
It was a frap.
I got to get it again.
It's so good.
Only a frappuccino.
Yeah, it's a frap.
There was like
I'm
going to
be so honest. I don't remember the name. It had like, it has like chunks of like.
It was like Oreo kind of.
Yeah. It has like chunks
That's
of
coffee?
Like.
That's coffee?
No, it's not coffee.
It's just
it
a drink.
Like,
it's,
very
it's, for
low amount of coffee.
It's for aesthetic. It's for aesthetic.
No, it tastes good.
It's for aesthetic and yumminess. It's less for energy.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
No.
It tastes good and it has.
I
like
wouldn't drink coffee for the energy, anyways.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why tea is better 100% of the time.
Tea doesn't give
me
energy.
Energy
either.
Drinks are better.
My mom used to try to drug me with chamomile tea before bed every night.
Stop.
Oh, that's perfect.
She was trying to like force me and my sister to drink tea. Anyways, I don't know. I don't get the hype around tea.
Me neither.
Maybe I just don't know how to like have tea.
Personal opinion. It just tastes horrible. And then. I don't know.
Do
it,
you
it
like
just
that?
That it tastes horrible?
Yeah.
No. That's what I'm saying. It's a personal opinion. I think it just tastes horrible.
Oh, you don't like. Oh, you don't like tea.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't at all.
Okay. I thought you were like tea? A tea stan.
Oh no. Oh. I thought you meant coffee. Oh my God.
What are we
we're
talking
so
about?
We're getting so wrapped
now?
Up in this. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway.
Tea versus coffee.
Anyway, I think I forgot to mention the song that I played.
Probably.
So I'll just do that. I'll do that right now for anyone who liked that song and is still sticking around. The song is called Matador by Empanadas Ilegales.
Ooh.
You could probably just search it by its name and then just try putting empanadas. See if that hits you with the song. Because, I mean, I could spell the whole artist's name, but... anyway, I think our time is slowly running out at this point. So
it is running out.
Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to stay tuned for the next episode of Open Mic.
Yep.
Here with Sasha in CJSF. And we'll see you guys on a Tuesday. We'll be playing some tunes to run us off and have a good day. Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh.
take a pebble and cast it to the sea. Then watch the ripples that unfold into me. My face builds so gently into your eyes, disturbing the waters of our lives. Your grass, wounded words of laughter are graveyards of the past.